Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Hello and welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today we're going to do another Abraham 101, and the quote today is about our emotions, such an important part of our lives. You know, essentially we live our lives through our emotions. It's the thing that gives our lives color. Without our emotions, our life is pretty boring, pretty bland. And emotion is what brings all the detail, all the liveliness, all the real experience to the moment. Because think about when you're having fun, when you're laughing, when you feel in love, when you feel loved, when you feel appreciated, when you really appreciate someone, your emotions are the filter that we live our lives through. So let's listen to this quote by Abraham Hicks. Your emotion, your indicator of vibration, is indicating the ratio between your currently focused desire and any other belief or thought that you hold about the same. When you feel negative emotion, anger about something, fear, the name of the emotion does not matter. It always means that there is a desire within you that in this moment you are contradicting with some other thought. Your emotions are always about your relationship with your own desire and nothing else. Well, as always, we'll break this quote down because there's a lot of depth to it and a lot of layers. And that's why I think the Abraham work is so amazing, but it seems so simple on the surface. And just like any other kind of sacred teaching, sacred writing, there's so much more to it below the surface. You know, when we read something like this, we read it quickly and we just kind of move through it, we're literally just seeing the tip of the iceberg sticking out of the sea and not seeing the massive amount of the iceberg below the surface. So right in the beginning here, your emotion, your indicator of vibration, your indicator of vibration. So that's important to remember. So no matter what you're feeling, good, bad, or in between, positive or negative, it's the indicator of your vibration. So important to think about that. And a lot of people say, you know, when they're complaining about something, they're talking about something they don't like, they're commenting online about something they don't like, they are saying, you know, well, I'm just, you know, I'm entitled to my feelings. I'm, you know, I'm expressing myself and all these other things. And sure, that's fine. But if you're going to be a truly self-aware human, you don't want to just fall back on that. Oh, it's just, I'm just expressing myself, etc. You have to realize that if you're expressing yourself, as Abraham loves to say, you blog about it. I love that one. It's so funny. And if you allow yourself to go down that path of frustration, annoyance, anger, fear, whatever it is, and you notice it and you just keep going down that path without any awareness, you're really missing out on a tremendous opportunity to pivot, you know, to use this Abrahamic language, to become aware of it and say, hey, I'm going down a path that I don't want to go down, right? Because I know where this leads. It's just going to be more of that vibration, which is what I'm attracting into my life, the thoughts and feelings and experiences. So as you go through this process, really important to just remember that, that our emotions are the indicator of your vibration. And if they feel good, think more of those thoughts, feel more of those feelings. If they don't feel good, it's time to pause, become really aware of what you're feeling. I am a big believer in not just shifting and, you know, without thinking, experiencing the depth and even sometimes beauty of sadness and other similar emotions. However, after you practice this for a little while, you do not need to experience it for very long. We're literally talking about 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds at the most to really feel something. You just take a couple deep breaths and you just notice how you feel. Really get clear on what that is. So this way you're not repressing anything. You're not just squashing something. You're experiencing it. But there's no reason to experience it for days or write a 1,000-word blog post about it, right? Because now you're just experiencing that so much more. All right, so that's the beginning of this, is that your emotion, your indicator of vibration, is indicating the ratio between your currently focused desire and any other belief or thought you hold about the same. So now we're talking about the ratio. And that's really great, right? Because we're kind of breaking this down in detail here. How you feel is the gap, the ratio, the gap between what you want and the beliefs or thoughts you're holding about why you can't have it or why you don't have it or why, you know, woe is me, I should have it, and, you know, this other person has it, and what, you know, it's just showing you that gap. Now, sometimes you have this focused desire and you're relishing in it. I just had this recently. I've had a few new coaching clients sign up. And one of my favorite things is none of them are American. And I just love that. I love that this podcast is worldwide. I love that this podcast has, you know, over 1 million downloads. I love that this podcast has been going on, started off with the Matt and Phil LOA show back, you know, 13 years ago, something like that. So I had no space between my desire, the ratio, the gap between my desire and, which is more wonderful international coaching clients. So, you know what? Because I've got a lot of American ones, and that's great, and I'm really grateful for them, and I love working with them. But it's just a little more, you know, kind of interesting and exciting for me to be attracting in these people that are out of the U.S. It's a fun project. Now I've worked with people from France and South Africa and Australia, and I've worked with a lot of. But now I'm adding into some of these new areas that I haven't had coaching clients before, and it's very exciting to me. So as we go through this, realizing the ratio, the gap, or and maybe there's no gap, like I was just explaining, you know, my emotion was one of massive appreciation, massive fun, massive excitement, massive, you know, inspiration, because I'm so excited about that. At this podcast just keeps growing, just keeps going out to new people, and people like it, and they eventually, a lot of them reach out to me about my coaching services, because that's, you know, a big part of my job and the most favorite job I've ever had in my whole entire life. And I've had a lot of jobs. So how you feel, your emotions, it's important. It's really important to be aware of what you're feeling. And then understanding, using your mind, your logical mind, to understand where you are. Is there a gap between your desires and how you're feeling about that desire? So very important to experience. So then Abraham continues, when you feel negative emotion, anger about something, or fear, the name of the emotion does not matter. I agree 100%. We just know it doesn't feel good, right? It doesn't feel good. So then that means that there's a desire within you in this moment that you are contradicting with some other thought. Now, when you're relishing something, when you're really in the moment with it, feeling how great it is and appreciating it, being grateful, being thankful, just daydreaming about it, and it feels so good, you know, there's no gap. There's no ratio. There's alignment at that point, right? But if you're feeling anger, anxiety, worry, doubt, fear, now there's a gap between what you're feeling about what you want. And so what's our job then? Well, it's to become aware of it. You know, if you can, stop everything else. Stop looking at your phone and looking at ridiculous social media BS, right? Stop just watching reels and all that and get aware of yourself. Get off the device for a little bit. Sure, you're probably listening to this podcast on your phone. I totally get it. Maybe you pause right now. Pause right now. Or you know what we'll do? For 30 seconds, I'll just take you through it. So you notice you're not feeling good. Stop. Get present. Feel your body. Become aware of the present moment. Use your senses, what you can see, hear, taste, smell, touch, temperature, texture. One of my teachers called it working surfaces. So whenever you touch something, or even sitting in your car, sitting in your chair, or walking, you know, your working surfaces, what your body is touching and what is touching your body. So your clothes are working surfaces, the ground beneath your feet, your chair, couch, etc. If you're cooking, like what you're touching, you're driving the steering wheel, right? The brake, the gas, the gear shift. So you're becoming aware of the present moment. Take a couple deep breaths and then notice what you're feeling. Just notice it. How do you feel right now? Be honest with yourself. You don't even have to name the emotion. You just know how you're feeling. And you'll notice if there's that gap between what you want to feel in that moment. And sometimes there isn't. Wonderful. Keep doing more of that. Keep having more fun. Keep feeling inspired. Keep feeling lifted up. But if you're not feeling that, you're feeling fear, doubt, worry, anxiety, anger, it's time to become really aware of that emotion. Just feeling it. Just for a few moments, really taking it in, allowing yourself to feel it, and then choosing consciously to pivot, to turn the cheek, to move away from it towards a better feeling thought. And that could be anything, right? Your better feeling thought does not have to be a quantum leap from where it is. In fact, Abraham teaches that it shouldn't be. It should just be one or two ticks better. You know, so if you're feeling, I can't believe they said that to me, right? Maybe you can think, well, they have said other nicer things to me in the past. Or maybe I don't need to take that so personally. Or whatever they said is really a reflection of them, not me. You know, whatever it is you can come up with that just lightens it, just softens it a little bit. And then you build on from there. You start continuing to think better feeling thoughts. And then within just a few moments sometimes it takes 30 seconds, a minute, a couple minutes, all of a sudden you start to feel better. What else can you appreciate about this moment? What is outside of you that you can see and like? Colors, people, animals, fresh air, sky, anything, a smell, a taste. You know, I've got my Irish tea right here. It's so delicious. Take a sip. So delicious. Irish breakfast tea, one of my favorites. You know, just what do you appreciate? You know, I'm huge gratitude, thankfulness, appreciation person. I just literally wrote the book on it, right? It's just, it's so good. It's a tool I use dozens of times throughout the day. So if you're not practicing your thankfulness, your appreciation, appreciating, relishing, anything, savoring, you know, this practice of really just enjoying whatever little thing you can find in your life to enjoy. Because then that lifts your cork flies up to the top, you're feeling good again. And then Abraham says here, your emotions are always about your relationship with your own desire and nothing else. Nothing else. So whenever we lash out at the government or the powers that be or other people, our bosses, our partners, our friends, our family, our colleagues, our coworkers, whatever it is, it's just never going to lead you anywhere good. It just isn't. It doesn't mean what you're saying or thinking or feeling isn't true. It just means that in the bigger picture, from the higher perspective, is that really where you want to go? I know some, it's very addictive. Trust me. I get in an argument with my wife and I want to make sure my point is correct and approve in a court of law that I am right. You know? And a lot of times we catch each other, or catch, you know, and we say, we have this long time saying, do you want to be right or do you want to be in love? Because the truth is, I would choose love over it anytime. I said to she brought it up to me some weeks ago. We're having a stupid little argument about nothing. And I was giving her the business. And she said, do you want to be right or do you want to be in love? And I said, I want both. We had a big laugh about it, you know. It's just, life's too short. Come on. Life is too short. But this quote, I'm going to read it one more time so you can take it with you, is just layered so deep. There's just so much to this that if you take this one practice and focus it in your life, your whole life is going to change. Your whole life is going to be better if you learn how to do this one piece here with becoming aware of your emotions and learning how to come into the present moment, really feel what you're feeling so it's not repressed, and then simply pivoting, turning your cheek, refocusing on what is a better feeling thought, and continuing that practice and doing that essentially all day long for the rest of your life. How's that sound? Good? Good. Okay, great. All right, here it is. We're going to leave with me just reciting this quote one more time to you. Your emotion, your indicator of vibration, is indicating the ratio between your currently focused desire and any other belief or thought you hold about the same. When you feel negative emotion, anger about something or fear, the name of the emotion does not matter. It is always because there is a desire within you that in this moment you are contradicting with some other thought. Your emotions are always about your relationship with your own desire and nothing else. Thank you for listening. Matt O'Grady Coaching.com.